And the 40th best-selling single of 1980 was Matchbox, When You Ask About Love. At number 39, Turning Japanese, The Vapors. 38, Special Brew, Bad Manners. 37, And the Beat Goes On by Whispers. 36, King, Food for Thought, UB40. At 35, Oops, Upside Your Head from Gap Band. Do you remember that one? Number 34, best-selling single, Olivia Newton-John and the Electric Light Orchestra, Xanadu. Number 33, What's Another Year from Johnny Logan. And The Pretenders were at number 32. They were at number one for 2 weeks in January with this one called Brass in Pocket.
Got brass in pocket. Got pedal. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No reason, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arm, gonna use my legs. Gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
There it is. That was at number one for 2 weeks in January. The Pretenders, Brass in Pocket, the 32nd best-selling single of 1980. And at number two for 2 weeks in November and at position...
Number 31.
It's Status Quo.
One, two, three.
Just once or twice, I am not disposing.
New top 40 this week, as it's Christmas week, of course. So we're having a look at the best-selling singles of 1980, and that one was at number 31. Status Quo, What You're Proposing, number 2 for 2 weeks in November. Let's move to May and June, and Hot Chocolate were at number 2 for 3 weeks, and they stand at
number 30.
bestseller number 30 for Hot Chocolate, no doubt about it. It's 15 minutes past 5 o'clock. Welcome along to the best-selling singles of 1980. Tony Blackburn here with you right the way through until 7 o'clock. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black came up with a record in March which took Marty Webb to number 3 for 3 weeks and put her at
number 29
in our chart.
You must be mistaken. It couldn't have been. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants. And I'd know if he hadn't gone. Take that look off your face. But I just close my eyes. There's only a woman can. No, I didn't dig deep.
No, I didn't dig deep.
I did not wanna know.
I did not wanna know.
Well, you don't interfere when you're scared of the things you might hear. When he's back, you think I will end it.
Marty Webb, who had a lot of success in Evita last year, of course, as well. And take a look at your face. Or take that look off your face. That's even better. Number 29 in the best-selling singles of 1980. 18 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock right here on
Stereo.
Number 1 for 3 weeks last month, ABBA are at
number 28.
Beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's you.
One of the most played records over the Christmas holiday time. That's at number 28 in the best-selling singles of 1980. ABBA, Super Trooper. Number one for 2 weeks in February. The Specials are at
number 27.
Too much, too young. You're done too much, much too young. You're married.
Sweet little ballad from the Specials there. That's called Too Much Too Young at number 27. Odyssey reached number 6 in November and sold enough copies if you're looking for a way out to be at
number 26
in the best-selling singles of 1980.
I can see it in your eyes. Kisses taste the same, but it's just a sweet disguise. Ain't that just like you to worry about me? But we promise to be honest with each other for all eternity. And if you're looking for a way out, stop pretending. Tell me what's in your heart.
What a sensational sound that is as well. That's Odyssey, if you're looking for a way out. And that stands at number 26 on the best-selling singles of 1980. Welcome along. 28 minutes past 5 o'clock. I hope that you're having a very happy Sunday and enjoying having a little bit of a look back at 1980 and some of the records that made us feel so happy. This one got to number 2 for 2 weeks in September, and Randy Crawford is at number...
Number 25.
September 1980, number 2 for 2 weeks, and standing at number 25, that's Randy Crawford, One Day I'll Fly Away. And what a good year it was for the Nolans as well, and they're at
number 24.
Collins, I'm in the Mood for Dancing, at number 24. That got to number 2 for 2 weeks in February of last year.
Radio 1, Britain's favourite.
Lip Sync are at
number 23.
Lip Sync, that's called Funky Town, got to number 2 for 2 weeks in June and July. That was the summer hit and stands at number 23 at
number 22.
It's Stevie Wonder. Thank you. just didn't make it to that golden number one spot. It got to number two for 1 week in September of last year. And at number 22 on the best-selling singles of 1980 chart, that's Stevie Wonder and Master Blaster Jammin'. If you just joined us, welcome along. We're having a look back at last year and all those best-selling singles. We've reached
number 21.
And it comes from The Jam. Number one for 1 week in September, The Jam, and that stands at number 21, and Start. We'll have a look at the top 20 best-selling singles for 1980 in a moment, but let's have a recap of what we've had so far. At number 40, Matchbox, When You Ask About Love. At 39, Turning Japanese, The Vapors. At number 38, Special Brew, Bad Manners. 37, And The Beat Goes On, from Whispers. 36, King, Food for Thought, UB40. At 35, Oops, Upside Your Head, The Gap Band. At 34, Xanadu, and that comes from Olivia Newton-John with the Electric Light Orchestra. At 33, Johnny Logan, What's Another Year? That was the Eurovision Song Contest winner, of course. 32, Brass in Pocket, from Pretenders. 31, What You're Proposing, Status Quo.
Stereo, stereo, radio one.
Then we moved on to number 30, Hot Chocolate, No Doubt About It. At 29, Take That Look Off Your Face, Marty Webb. 28, Super Trooper, that comes from ABBA. 27, Too Much, Too Young, The Specials. 26, If You're Looking for a Way Out, Odyssey. 25, One Day I'll Fly Away, Randy Crawford. At 24, I'm in the Mood for Dancing, that comes from the Nolans. 23, Funky Town, Lip Sync. At 22, Master Blaster, from Stevie Wonder. And at number 21, The Jam with Start. And on we go, and here come the best-selling top 20 records for 1980. And that beautiful record from Odyssey is at
number 20.
That's the one that got all the dandruff flying all over the discos, all over the country. What an awful thought. In July and August of last year, and it got to number one for 2 weeks. Odyssey, use it up, wear it out at number 20. My favourite ladies at
number 19.
Lovely hearing all these records again. I think that was my favourite record of last year. And just a little observation, actually. All the real big-selling records seem to be from August, July and, well, the summer of last year, which is very unusual, really. Dinah Ross, Upside Down, got to number 2 for 2 weeks in August and at number 19 at...
Number 18.
Here's Blondie.
Make me feel
our best-selling singles of 1980. That's what you're listening to. 2 minutes to 6 o'clock right here on...
275-285 and Stereo BHF.
Blondie at number 18 there, number one for 2 weeks in March. Let's move to...
Number 17.
Here comes Liquid Gold. Sensational sound that is as well. Lovely hearing that again. Liquid Gold, Dance Yourself Dizzy. Number 17 and got to number 2 for 1 week in April of last year. ABBA, on the other hand, are in our best-selling chart.